Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter in our podcast. For the entire month of May, we're diving deep into multifamily investing. Over the past several weeks, we've covered the fundamentals of commercial real estate investing. We've talked about market analysis, underwriting, financing, and due diligence. These fundamentals apply to all commercial real estate asset classes. But starting today, we're focusing specifically on multifamily, apartment investing. At CREI Partners, multifamily is our primary focus. We've acquired and operated tens of millions of dollars in multifamily assets across Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. We've learned what works, what doesn't, and, importantly, we've learned from deals that didn't go exactly as planned. Over the next month, I'm going to share everything we've learned about multifamily investing. Today, we're starting with the most fundamental question: why multifamily? Why do so many experienced commercial real estate investors focus on multifamily? Why is multifamily often considered one of the most durable asset classes for building long-term wealth? And why should you consider multifamily for your investment portfolio? Let me give you the case for apartment investing. And I want to be clear from the start. Multifamily is not perfect. It's not the highest returning asset class. It's not recession-proof. But it is durable. It offers control. And it gives you time to adjust when markets shift. Reason number one, demand shifts, it doesn't disappear. The first reason to invest in multifamily is that demand shifts, but doesn't disappear. People always need a place to live. Housing is a fundamental human need. Unlike office space, retail, or industrial properties, residential demand is relatively stable across economic cycles. But here's the nuance. Demand doesn't stay constant across all property types. During economic downturns, demand shifts. Class A renters may move to Class B properties. Class B renters may move to Class C. People downsize. They move in with roommates. They relocate to more affordable markets. But they still need housing. The demand doesn't disappear. It shifts. This creates more stability for multifamily compared to other asset classes. In a recession, office tenants may go out of business entirely. Retail stores may close permanently. But residential tenants don't stop needing a place to live. At CREI Partners, we've seen this firsthand. During economic uncertainty, our multifamily properties have maintained occupancy better than other asset classes. We've seen tenants downsize from two bedrooms to one bedrooms. We've seen move-outs from Class A properties and move-ins to our Class B and Class C properties. The demand shifted, but it didn't disappear. Reason number two, demographic tailwinds. The second reason to invest in multifamily is demographic tailwinds. Multiple demographic trends are driving demand for rental housing. First, millennials and Gen Z are renting longer. Home ownership rates among younger generations are lower than previous generations. This is driven by student debt, delayed marriage and family formation, preference for flexibility, and rising home prices. Second, baby boomers are downsizing. Many retirees are selling their homes and moving into rental apartments. They want to eliminate maintenance responsibilities, reduce their housing costs, and increase their flexibility. Third, immigration is increasing rental demand. immigrants typically rent when they first arrive in the United States. Fourth, urbanization continues. People are moving to cities for jobs and lifestyle. Urban areas have higher rental rates and stronger multifamily fundamentals. These demographic trends create long-term tailwinds for multifamily investing. Reason number three, time to adjust during downturns. The third reason to invest in multifamily is that it gives you time to adjust during downturns. Let me be clear, multifamily is not recession-proof. Occupancy can decline, rent growth can slow or turn negative, collections can become more challenging, and property values can decline. But here's the difference. Multifamily gives you time to adjust. In office or retail, a single tenant departure can eliminate 20%, 30%, or 50% of your income overnight. And it may take months or years to re-lease that space. In multifamily, if you lose 10 units in a 200-unit property, you've lost 5% of your income. You still have 190 units generating cash flow. And you can typically re-lease those units within 30 to 60 days. This gives you time to adjust your operations, reduce expenses, adjust your marketing, and stabilize the property. Multifamily also tends to recover faster than other asset classes. Residential demand rebounds quickly as economic conditions improve. At CREI Partners, we don't underwrite to best-case scenarios. We underwrite conservatively, assuming higher vacancy, slower rent growth, and higher expenses than the market is currently experiencing. This gives us a buffer when markets soften. We've had properties where occupancy declined and rent growth stalled. But because we underwrote conservatively and maintained strong cash reserves, we had time to adjust our operations and stabilize the property without distress. Reason number four, value is created after purchase. The fourth reason to invest in multifamily is that value is created after purchase, not just at acquisition. In multifamily, you have significant control over the property's performance through active management. You can increase income by raising rents to market, reducing vacancy through better marketing and leasing, adding income streams like parking fees, pet fees, utility bill backs, and amenity fees, and improving tenant retention to reduce turnover costs. You can reduce expenses by negotiating better contracts with vendors, improving operational efficiency, reducing turnover through better tenant screening and service, and implementing energy-saving measures. You can increase value through interior renovations, amenity additions, exterior improvements, and operational improvements. This operational control allows you to force appreciation. You're not just hoping the market goes up. You're actively improving the property's performance and increasing its value. At CREI Partners, this is the core of our value-add strategy. We acquire properties with operational inefficiencies or deferred maintenance, implement our business plan, and increase the property's NOI and value. But here's the reality. Value creation takes time, capital, and execution. Not every renovation generates the rent increase you projected. Not every operational improvement works as planned. And markets can shift while you're executing your business plan. That's why we focus on properties where the value-add opportunity is clear, the market supports the rent increases, and we have multiple paths to create value, not just one. Reason number five, scalability. The fifth reason to invest in multifamily is scalability. Multifamily allows you to scale your portfolio efficiently. When you buy a single-family rental, you acquire one income stream. When you buy a 100-unit apartment building, you acquire 100 income streams in a single transaction. This scalability provides several benefits. You achieve economies of scale in management and operations. You can hire professional property management. You can negotiate better pricing on repairs and maintenance. And you can diversify your income across multiple units. If one unit is vacant, you still have 99 units generating income. In a single-family rental, one vacancy means zero income. Reason number six, debt is a survival tool, not just leverage. The sixth reason to invest in multifamily is financing advantages. But let me reframe this. Debt is not just a tool for leverage. It's a survival tool. Multifamily properties, especially properties with five or more units, qualify for commercial financing. Commercial financing offers several advantages, including longer amortization periods of 25 to 30 years, non-recourse loans in many cases, assumable loans, and agency financing from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Agency financing in particular is a huge advantage for multifamily investors. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac provide long-term, fixed-rate, non-recourse financing with attractive terms. But here's why this matters. Long-term fixed-rate debt gives you stability during downturns. If you have a 10-year fixed-rate loan, your debt service doesn't change when interest rates rise or when your property's value declines. This stability gives you time to adjust your operations, wait for markets to recover, and avoid forced sales during downturns. At CREI Partners, we prioritize long-term, fixed-rate, non-recourse debt. We're not trying to maximize leverage. We're trying to maximize stability and survivability. We've seen operators who used short-term floating-rate debt get into trouble when interest rates rose or when their properties underperformed. They were forced to sell or recapitalize at the worst possible time. Debt structure matters as much as the deal itself. Reason number 7, what you keep matters. The 7th reason to invest in multifamily is tax benefits. But let me reframe this. It's not about minimizing taxes. It's about maximizing what you keep after taxes. Real estate offers significant tax advantages, and multifamily is no exception. You can deduct mortgage interest, property taxes, insurance, repairs and maintenance, property management fees, and depreciation. Depreciation is particularly powerful. The IRS allows you to depreciate residential real estate over 27.5 years. This creates a non-cash deduction that reduces your taxable income. Additionally, you can use cost segregation to accelerate depreciation and bonus depreciation to take larger deductions in the early years. When you sell, you can defer capital gains taxes through a 1031 exchange. These tax benefits significantly improve your after-tax returns. A 7% pre-tax return might be a 9% or 10% after-tax return when you factor in depreciation and other deductions. At CREI Partners, we focus on after-tax returns, not just pre-tax returns. We work with tax professionals to structure our investments and operations to maximize what our investors keep. Reason number 8, protecting purchasing power. The 8th reason to invest in multifamily is that it protects purchasing power during inflationary periods. Let me reframe this. We're not chasing inflation. We're protecting against it. Real estate, including multifamily, tends to perform well during inflationary periods. As inflation increases, rents typically increase. Multifamily leases are short-term, typically 1 year or less. This allows you to adjust rents to market levels annually. As rents increase, your NOI increases. As NOI increases, your property value increases. Meanwhile, if you have fixed-rate debt, your debt service remains constant. This creates a spread between rising income and fixed expenses, which increases your cash flow. Real assets like real estate tend to appreciate during inflationary periods, providing a hedge against the declining purchasing power of cash. But here's the nuance. Inflation also increases your operating expenses. Property taxes, insurance, maintenance, and labor costs all rise with inflation. The key is that rents typically rise faster than expenses in strong markets, creating positive operating leverage. At CREI Partners, we don't invest in multifamily to chase inflation. We invest to protect purchasing power and generate consistent cash flow. If inflation accelerates, we benefit. If it doesn't, we still generate returns. Reason number 9, fragmented market. The 9th reason to invest in multifamily is the fragmented market. The multifamily market is highly fragmented, with many properties owned by individual investors or small operators. This fragmentation creates opportunities for professional operators. Many mom-and-pop owners don't operate their properties efficiently. They don't maximize rents, they don't control expenses, and they don't invest in capital improvements. This creates value-add opportunities for investors who can acquire these properties, implement professional management, and improve performance. At CREI Partners, we target properties owned by individual investors or small operators who haven't maximized the property's potential. Reason number 10, consistent and reliable, not highest returns. The 10th reason to invest in multifamily is the track record. But let me reframe this. Multifamily is not the highest returning asset class. It's one of the most consistent and reliable. According to NCREIF, multifamily has delivered average annual returns of approximately 9 to 11% over the past 20 years. These returns include both income and appreciation. Multifamily has outperformed many other asset classes on a risk-adjusted basis. It provides consistent cash flow, moderate appreciation, and lower volatility compared to stocks. For investors seeking passive income and long-term wealth building, multifamily has a proven track record of consistency and reliability. You're not going to get rich overnight with multifamily, but you can build significant wealth over time with disciplined investing and professional management. Why CREI Partners focuses on multifamily? At CREI Partners, we focus on multifamily for all the reasons I just outlined. But there are a few additional reasons specific to our strategy and our experience. First, multifamily aligns with our value-add approach. We can acquire properties with operational inefficiencies, implement our business plan, and force appreciation. But we're selective. We only pursue deals where the value-add opportunity is clear and the market supports our assumptions. Second, multifamily provides day-one cash flow for our investors. We don't invest in development or heavy value-add deals that require years before generating distributions. Our investors receive quarterly distributions from day one. This is a core principle of our strategy. Third, multifamily allows us to scale efficiently while maintaining quality. We can acquire larger properties and achieve economies of scale without sacrificing our underwriting discipline. Fourth, multifamily financing is attractive and stable. We use agency financing to secure long-term, fixed-rate, non-recourse debt. This gives us stability and survivability during downturns. And fifth, we underwrite conservatively. We've seen deals that didn't go as planned. We've seen markets soften. We've seen expenses come in higher than projected. That's why we build buffers into our underwriting and maintain strong cash reserves. We're not the most aggressive operators in the market. We're not promising the highest returns, but we are disciplined, conservative, and focused on protecting our investors' capital while generating consistent cash flow. The case for apartment investing. So why multifamily? Let me summarize, but with a realistic framing. Multifamily is not perfect. It's not the highest returning asset class. It's not recession-proof, but it is durable. Demand shifts during downturns, but it doesn't disappear. Class A renters move to Class B. Class B renters move to Class C. People downsize, but they still need housing. Multifamily gives you time to adjust during downturns. You don't lose all your income overnight. You have time to reduce expenses, adjust operations, and stabilize the property. Value is created after purchase through active management. You can increase rents, reduce expenses, and improve the property. But this takes time, capital, and execution. Multifamily offers scalability, allowing you to acquire multiple income streams in a single transaction. Debt is a survival tool. Long-term fixed-rate financing gives you stability during downturns and protects you from forced sales. Tax benefits improve your after-tax returns. What you keep matters more than what you earn. Multifamily protects purchasing power during inflationary periods. Rents adjust annually, while debt service remains fixed. The multifamily market is fragmented, creating value-add opportunities for professional operators. And multifamily has a proven track record of consistent, reliable returns. Not the highest returns, but consistent and reliable. At CREI Partners, multifamily is our primary focus because it aligns with our value-add strategy, provides day-one cash flow, allows us to scale efficiently, offers stable financing, and aligns with our mission to protect capital while generating consistent passive income for our investors. We underwrite conservatively. We maintain strong cash reserves. We focus on markets and properties where we have multiple paths to create value. And we prioritize survivability over aggressive returns. Over the next month, we're going to dive deep into every aspect of multifamily investing. We'll cover property types, unit mix, underwriting, operations, financing, and execution. By the end of May, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of how to evaluate, acquire, and operate multifamily properties. Tomorrow, we're talking about multifamily property types: garden style, mid-rise, high-rise, and wrap. We'll cover the characteristics, advantages, and disadvantages of each property type. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.